It was a clear, moonlit night. The whole of Tame was asleep. All you could hear were owls and the scratching of a badger looking for food. Scratch, 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 scratch. It dug deeper. Scratch, scratch, and found an old pot that didn't smell very food-like, so it left it there on the top of the hill and ambled off into the night. The moon sank lower and lower. The owls flew back to their nests and the sun began to rise. When the sun's rays reached the pot, something wonderful happened. The lid flew off, and out of the pot came an old woman with lots of jewellery and the hairiest feet you've ever seen. Now, it just so happened that a child was watching this from the bottom of the hill, and the child, being very curious, decided to go and investigate.
How did you fit in that pot?
That's for me to know and you to find out, said the old woman.
You've got the hairiest feet I've ever seen. Can I take a picture?
Certainly not, said the old woman. Do you really want to know about the pot?
Yeah.
Put your phone in it.
And that's exactly what the child did.
Suddenly, the child was in a deep, dark forest. In their hand was an ox horn instead of the mobile, and the child was wearing an itchy animal skin instead of ordinary clothes.
Whoa! I'm Neolithic!
The child blew the horn.
What a noise!
The child blew again and ran down the track to a clearing at the bottom of the hill. There were mud houses with thatched roofs and people scraping hides with stones. Someone was sewing with a needle made out of bone. There were chickens running around and something tasty roasting over a fire.
Oh, breakfast!
Oi, you, firewood's getting low. Go and fetch some and get some water while you're at it.
And mushrooms, someone shouted. Go on, hurry up!
Firewood, water, mushrooms, what do they think I am, a servant?
The child went further into the forest. It was so quiet. Just birds. Birds and birds and birds and children.
Oi, you, watch where you put in your feet. Those are my mum's mushrooms.
Oi, you, that's our water you're knocking over.
Crick, crack. The little ones were gathering twigs and snapping sticks. Splish, blosh, the bigger ones were filling pots with water from a stream. Plink, plonk, someone caught a fish and put it in a pouch. There wasn't a lazy bones amongst them.
Let's play a game, said the child.
We've got to finish this, said the children.
Oh, come on, just one.
I'll hide and you count to 20 and then come and find me.
The children stared.
Ah, no schools. I bet you don't know what 20 is. Okay, I'll count to 20 and come and find you.
Well, go on then, hide.
The children dropped everything and ran and hid. You could hear them giggling all over the woods, and it was a great game. When they'd all been found, the child had another idea.
Let's make a skateboard.
Well, this wasn't as easy as it sounds. Finding the base was no problem, but the wheel hadn't been invented yet, and the child had to work out how to carve wood into circles using stones. It took forever, all night long, bashing and hammering and fiddling and fixing until the sun rose, and the skateboard was ready. The children raced to the top of the hill and gathered round as the child kicked off with a free foot.
Woohoo! Look at me!
The child went down through the trees onto the rough track, bumpety bumpety bump bump bump, faster and faster until they came to the clearing and ploughed straight into the chickens, the animal skins and the fire. The skateboard went into the flames and the child went flying through the air and landed in a huge pile of poo.
Oi! You!
Ooh, I'm out of here.
Oh, no, you're not.
What was that? I've got to go home.
Not till you tell us what that thing was.
My mum'll be worrying.
What was it?
Help!
What was it? Tell us! Tell us!
Help!
Where was the old woman when you needed her?
The child pulled out the ox horn and blew it.
The old woman appeared with her pot. The child put the horn in, hoping to get the mobile back out again, but... Whoosh! It was Tudor times, and Tame was full of horses and carts and cattle and people shouting and selling things. The child's hand was stuck in the pot. There was something wriggling in it, something big and fat and bitey and... A pig! The hugest pig ever burst out and ran shrieking all along the cobbles. Everyone began chasing it. Bacon! Quick! Get it! Bacon! The child started running after it.
Oi! You! Where do you think you're going? Off to the hall with this firewood and be quick about it.
But that's my pig!
No! Or it'll be off with your head!
The child ran with the firewood as fast as possible and knocked on the big door. Here's your wood. Can't stop, missus. Gotta get me pig. Take this food up to the Lord.
But now, or it'll be off with your head.
A big platter was put into the child's hands and the cook pointed the way up the stairs. The stairs were long and dark and creaky and the platter was heavy. What's more, it had a pig's head on it with an apple stuck in its mouth. The child hadn't eaten since the day before, so quick as a flash, they tucked the apple in their tunic and carried on.
Your dinner's here, my lord.
The child put the platter on the table. The lord didn't even look up. He was so busy eating chicken and pheasant and goose and swan and drinking wine.
Slurp, slurp, burp, burp. Take these 10 silver groats, buy me a plum pie and 100 sugared almonds, he said. Slurp, slurp. Burp, burp.
The market was noisy and smelly. There were sellers everywhere and beggars. Some people looked so poor. The children were thin and hungry. It didn't seem right that the Lord had all that food and these people had nothing. The child decided to give the 10 silver groats away and go looking for the pig instead. Suddenly, there was a tremendous noise. People were shouting and running in all directions. It was a band of marauders, big men carrying sticks and staves and some with swords. They were riding in wagons, loads of them. They've come for the monastery. They've come for the gold and silver. There were rich people running in all directions. One man was running with 5 gold rings in a velvet bag down towards the river. He was in a terrible panic. And just at that moment, the pig ran out in front of him and tripped him up. The man went flying into the river, splosh, and the rings ended up who knows where. The child wasted no time in grabbing the pig's tail.
Help!
Yelled the child. The old woman appeared with the pot.
Quick! Get in! Shouted the child. You'll be turned to bacon. Get in!
The child and the old woman pushed the pig in. There was silence for a moment. Then whoosh! Into the future. And Tame was not a very comfortable place at all. The sky was dark and dirty. The air smelt horrible. People had oxygen tanks and helmets so they could breathe. But mostly there were no people outside because everyone was inside brightly coloured tower blocks. Row after row of sad faces staring out of their windows. It was the most miserable sight the child had ever seen. Why were they inside? Because of the traffic? Probably. Car after car after car. The noise was horrendous. You couldn't cross the road. It just wasn't safe. Car after car. Beep, beep. Everyone was so angry. The child noticed a queue of people waiting for water. How could this be? One tap for the entire town? Was there no rain anymore? The trees had nearly all gone. Those that remained were dying. There were big machines chopping them down. This was terrible. Everything was just getting worse and worse. Drones were flying parcels in because there were no places you could walk to go shopping or meet people anymore.
There was no market. There were no parks, no paths, no flowers, no squirrels, no birds, no anything. Did we make this happen? The child wondered.
There was an open space just ahead with a glass dome. Inside the glass dome was the last remaining tree and a few flowers. A small group of people was gathered around it, a mother, a little boy, and his grandma, who was sitting in a wheelchair. The little boy was on her lap. All three of them were looking at the tree and smiling with such sad faces it made the child want to cry. Sometimes food can cheer you up, and the child hadn't eaten for nearly 2 days. The child took the Lord's apple from their pocket and bit into it. It was crisp and green and juicy. The child bit into it again. "What's that?" said the little boy. "An apple," said the grandma. "We used to have them when I was a little girl." "Before factories started making food," said his mum. "What does it taste like?" asked the little boy. The child held out the apple. "Here, have a bite." And from that moment, a plan began to form. As they took it in turns to eat the apple, they decided to plant the seeds and water them and look after them till they grew into trees. The rumour of the apple spread through Thame very quickly that day. Soon everyone was demanding an apple. "Why can't we have fresh food?" they said. "Why do we have to have factory food? Why can't we have clean air and water? Why can't we have green spaces? We want apples! We want apples!" People started coming out of the tower blocks, and some of them even lay down in the road to stop the cars. That would have been very dangerous, but there were people leaving their cars to do the same thing. "We want to be free again! We want to be able to move around by ourselves! We want fresh air! We want to be happy!" "Turn the frown upside down," the little boy shouted. His mother joined in. "Turn the frown upside down." Soon everyone was saying it. "Turn the frown upside down. Turn the frown upside down." "See what you've started," said the grandmother. "I didn't start it," said the child. "Yes, you did," said the grandmother. "You started it by sharing your apple. And then we started sharing ideas, and now everyone wants to share and work together." "But it didn't have to be this way," said the child. "No," said the grandmother, "it didn't." The old woman with the pot appeared. "You can't change history," she said. "Stone scrapers and bone needles will always be lying in the ground waiting to be discovered. And those 5 gold rings and the 10 silver groats, they've already been found. But the future is different. You can change the future just by being you. The things you do and say today matter. Look around you." The child was standing at the top of the hill again, holding the mobile. Everything was just as it had been that morning when the old woman came out of the pot. But the woman was gone. And the pot is in the museum. But what about the child? Perhaps you know the child. You might even be that child. What are you going to do?